This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. David Bedford is an apple breeder. And while you probably don't know him by name, you've probably tasted his apples. David and his team at the University of Minnesota are apple superstars, responsible for explosively crisp, crunchy, sweet, and flavorful apples like the Game Changers, the Honeycrisp, the Zestar, the Snow Sweet, and the Sweet Tango. And David isn't slowing down. His team plans to release a brand new apple sometime next year. Well, David took some time away from the orchard and joined me in the studios at American Public Media. David, it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Now, you developed the Honeycrisp, worked with the team that developed the Honeycrisp. But what were some of the other apples that you've worked with?
Well, certainly Honeycrisp was our best-known release,
right.
but we have a few newer ones, too. Zestar, Snow Sweet are two of the ones that have come out since the Honeycrisp.
Yeah, and those are in the stores now.
That's right, yeah. But probably our best-known child of Honeycrisp, if we would say it that way, would be Sweet Tango. And then I also brought another one today that's a brand-new release that we haven't even talked about yet.
Okay. I'm thinking about how taste has changed, that now we seem to like sweetness. I'm thinking, you know, our wines are sweeter, but also bold flavors and spice and crunch and salt. Does any of that affect how you think out the development of a new apple?
Well, I think it does. I go back to my childhood, my career was almost derailed by a single apple, and that was Red Delicious. I was raised on Red Delicious and sort of lost interest in apples because of that. And yes, it is and was a beautiful apple, but the flavor was really not that much. So I came into it thinking that apples were good for you. I'm sure they are, but not that excited about it. And somewhere along the line, I became exposed to the range of apple flavors and tastes and textures that we hadn't seen. And so I fell in love with it. And so I found a good home here at the University of Minnesota, where our purpose is to make apples exciting to eat.
Do you remember what was the apple that was the aha moment for you?
Well, I think the one that I remember the best certainly was honey.